Welcome to Women's Lax World. Our content focuses on all things women's lacrosse. We believe this sport, and specifically women's lacrosse, is the best and has so much talent, fun, and creativity, and there's not enough coverage. So we're talking about it. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Women's Lax World. I am Sylvia Queener, and this is my brother, Bryce Queener. We play lacrosse, we love lacrosse, and we coach lacrosse, and we specifically love women's lacrosse. So welcome to the new show. We're going to have weekly shows talking about all things women's lacrosse. Welcome, Bryce. Are you excited lacrosse is back?
I'm so pumped, and I'm like you just mentioned, I'm so excited to have a Women's Lax only show, Women's Lax World. Got some of our friends already lined up to come on in the future weeks. We've done some Lax and Poetic podcasts together, which kind of encompasses a lot of different things, like the PLL bubble this summer. But we wanted to do a women's only show, our favorite version of the sport, to top D1 women's lacrosse. We're real big fans of, and D2, D3, we're going to try to give everybody a lot of spotlight, a lot of love on the show to programs that may not get as much media attention. So lots been going on for the first couple of weeks, and we thought this was a good time. Give us, you know, some chance to see everybody play, and so we have some thoughts on it. So really pumped. Season's back. Was not certain that was going to happen. all fall, not a funny topic. But you know, it is not happening for you, which we'll talk more about, you know, in the coming weeks. You know, some leagues aren't playing, Ivy Leagues and D3s, but first big time matchup of the season, kind of theme of the season, the COVID matchup. UNC, number one in the country, and Stony Brook was six when this game occurred last week. So UNC's loaded, you know, number one, a lot of people's number one. What do you think? Do you think they're that good?
I thought they were going to be that good, and I think they're going to only get better. I think, I was looking at the lineup, and I think, you know, they have four stud attackers that started, and then they had Caitlin Wurzberger coming in. I think in that first opening game, Wareheim did such a good job. She's so smart off ball, and she really stuck out against Stony Brook, and she had, you know, multiple goals and was really awesome off ball. So it was really fun to see just some different scores and some different names for UNC and to just see their offensive power.
Oh, that's the century mark for her. 100.
Try to share something for you. As you're talking, there's some highlights going on if you're watching on YouTube. Right now, I get it. I knew there'd be some technical difficulties if we did this. We are looking for producers. Here we go. As everything you just mentioned, Katie Hogue, I think, scored her 100th goal in this game. There she is at X right now, feeding inside. If you listen to us on podcast, we got a YouTube show in the gram. We can put some of this on. But, you know, what I really like, you know, to answer my question, yeah, they're obviously loaded. I think there's a lot of great teams this year. We're going to highlight all of them. But for me, this game, and I know you feel this way being an X attacker in the past, it was a lot of dodging from X, a lot of feeding inside, which is what makes women's lacrosse specifically a game I really like to watch. Kind of how we grew up playing, where the ball is constantly working low to get a triangle, like we call it, the University of Denver inside, like create that triangle pass to find some cutters. So I think they're loaded on the attack. I think they did a great job defensively. They've had three games right now. They opened with this Stony Brook win. They beat Florida, I think, 11-5, and they beat High Point, held them under 10 too, like five goals as well. So holding teams under 10 at this level is very challenging. They've done that with three games and just play a fast, fun style. So I really liked watching this game. What did you think of Stony Brook?
I thought Stony Brook was exciting and explosive, and they were taking a lot of risks from game one. And I think they are just so gritty and so tough, and they're going to get better and better as UNC is, but they're just different styles of play. I think Stony Brook is so aggressive and they push always constantly, and they're always putting their bodies and their minds on the line. And I think that's so exciting to watch and is a great reflection of Joe Spallina and obviously Kim Hillier. Love both of those personalities. And I think they get the most out of their players. So it is just, they're already a great team. And I just think Allie Kennedy proving that she is quite possibly one of the best midfielders.
She's fun to watch. I mean, and to your point about just Stony Brook in general and their vibe and their energy, like just for us being from upstate New York, it's kind of funny how much eventually we learn we love Long Island, but when we're growing up, we think they're the enemy. But Long Island lacrosse is tough and gritty and really skilled. And to me, it has a place in our game that should be at the top. So to have a program like Stony Brook always representing the island and playing like the island. I know I had a college roommate who doesn't really watch a ton of women's lacrosse text me how much he loves checking in on Stony Brook. So neat to see Stony Brook crushing it always. And they rebounded from this game. Like I said, it was a COVID switcheroo where I forget who canceled or postponed with them.
James Madison, I believe. Someone was supposed to play JMU, maybe UNC, and then obviously
great matchup. And Stony Brook's supposed to play Villanova, I think. UNC lost somebody though big that I think is going to be not a player, but Katrina Dowd's gone. I think that could have an impact this season. I don't know. I love having Katrina around. So miss you, Katrina. Yeah.
Love Katrina, but Marie, you know, as well, Marie McCool came in and she's made an impact and I think helped them with draws and just flow as well. And just being that younger leader for them to see. And, you know, they have a great coaching staff as well.
So you mentioned Stony Brook rebounds, or I said that USC, they beat 15-3 a couple of days ago in Boston University 2010. You mentioned Allie Kennedy's been blowing up. Taryn O'Miller. I think the O'Miller sisters must have played catch in the yard growing up. So they've been pretty dominant. They'll be fun to watch the rest of the way. Big Ten, early season, like upsets. The Big Ten, for those of you that don't know, are all playing each other this year only, I'm pretty sure, right? Conference only. So that's going to be interesting. And right away, shout out, some of these teams are going to do better this year on social media, and already Big Ten, Penn State's winning. So you can go to their Twitter and see these highlights. But maybe Maryland, were you surprised at that?
I wasn't. I was really hoping for an upset. So I just really enjoyed it. And I think that's just showing to the growth of the game and just more and more talent getting spread out.
I was shocked. I mean, you know, Maryland's just been so dominant for so long. You know, Penn State's obviously, there's just so many good programs. As we watched some highlights of Olivia Dirks had a 6-point day here, just driving hard, strong in the middle. Barry, I don't know how she stays out of the crease on this one. Watch this one again. She gets in there, not this one, the next one. So she beats the topside dodge, gets in. Whoa, I don't think she did, but go harder than that. Some great shots here. Do you think this means the end for Maryland, or is they just a little bumpy, right?
No, I think it's just getting more and more competitive, and I think it's exciting, and I think this is going to fuel them, and I think this is just going to make for more fun lacrosse, more physical, more competitive, more rivals, just more. We're going to get more, so I'm excited about it, and I think, you know, I was just expecting, for some reason, Penn State to be competitive because I think they came off, you know, getting the number one ranked recruiting class. I believe that, you know.
Forgot about that. Good point. I forgot about that. They did have the number one ranked recruiting class. I think this year is going to be one of the most challenging year in college athletics for coaches and players. And so there's going to be different scores and different things. And here we got some highlights of Penn State's goalie, Taylor Supley, made some great saves in this game. Again, Penn State Twitter is pretty good. You know, trying to find these highlights tonight. It's just SIDs. You got to step the games up. You know,
yeah. She had a big save at the end, and I think it's the year of Taylors in the cage. We got Taylor from UNC and Taylor and Nat for Penn State. So it's a great name this year, and they are brick walls.
I meant to mention we got our walls up. Good point. I meant to mention Taylor Marino. I think your name is right. Is that how you say it? she's at like 67%.
Some of the percentages are just impressive, and just I've never seen such high save percentages.
I believe you're referring to this save here. We got 15-13
8 meter
game.
That's a thrilling way to end that. I think it would have been exciting regardless that they won and it was an upset, but ending with that save is so exciting.
This we are, you gotta give that shout out. If you see somebody with Penn State hat and you say we are or sure, they're gonna go nuts. Penn State, shout out Uncle Kenny.
Shout out to Kenny. He commented and said we are immediately when I posted a tweet after the win.
He said he wants to come on the show, by the way. So he's like, I mean, I threw out some texts to some really cool coaches, like I mentioned earlier this week, like, hey, we want to do this. We think that this sport needs, we just want to cover it more. So we're excited for it. And obviously we haven't seen each other in almost a year now. So we get to connect once a week. Staying in the Big Ten. Don't have a lot of video for it. Ohio State beat Michigan. I don't have highlights for it. But I was very surprised by that score. Were you?
I was very surprised. And even before then, Big Ten, I was surprised at the big score with Northwestern over Ohio State, to then see Ohio State come back and just be so competitive and so explosive.
Yeah. I mean, they got a new coaching staff last year, already getting a big win this year. And this is going to be interesting to watch. I rolled the Rutgers highlights. We're going to go into their game next, but this is from their Penn State game. But Rutgers beat Johns Hopkins for their coaching staff's new coaching staff. They had a new coaching staff as well last year, Melissa Lehman. I think she's going to do an outstanding job there. They got their first win. This is some highlights of them against Penn State. But I think this Big Ten, like these teams already – I didn't expect any of these games. Like if you would have told me these scores, I would have said the opposite. So and they're all going to keep playing each other. This is going to be wild, but shout out Rutgers getting your first win. Did you see anything on that one?
No, I actually didn't see that one. I was just super excited about the score. And again, you know, a couple of new coaching staffs in the Big Ten, and that just adding to those upsets is very exciting. And whether it's COVID related, when people started, people being excited at their back, or there's just so much more talent out there and they're going different places. I love it all.
We're here for it all. We're trying
to. We're here for it all.
We're here for it all. If you've seen Lax and Poetic, we try to keep it positive. We're trying to highlight the good things. So here is this 8 meter right here, Cassidy Spillis, who had 7 goals against Hopkins in the win. And like I said, couldn't find Hopkins, Rutgers highlights. But got the game before. Looks like she's pretty quick off the 8 meter. Got her score that. Reminds me of watching you play, Sylvia.
That's exactly how I try to coach it. Get off the line. Unless you're Charlotte North, explode off that line and try to get right on top of the crease.
Get in there, rip it. I coach it all. All right. Well, this is going to be a quicker show than normal, which we're trying to do. We're trying to give you just a little highlight, a little quick. I know you have an award segment that we're going to get into.
Yes, I want to get into it right away because it's exciting. I'm sure all women's lacrosse fan.
Want me to roll this with sound first or without sound?
Maybe with the sound, but I mean, this is our big stick energy highlight of the week. It's coming from Boston College, their new stadium indoors. I think it's Fish Stadium. Not sure, whatever it's called, Fish something. But anyway, it's a hall clearing to Charlotte North, 50-yard clear, pushing it and scoring.
So I'll roll it. It made Sports Center top 10. That's why I said use the audio. This thing's pretty
good. He's Caroline, but her name is Charlotte.
It's Albany. The BC goalkeeper, Rachel Hall, has it. Ooh, wow. It. Good outlet pass. Bang. Ooh. She's got Caroline North. And what's Caroline go? A little fake to the left. I'm not going there, though. I'm shooting. I'm scoring. Eagles win 22-20.
That both kids from, you know what state they're from?
Texas.
And then the goalie, Rachel Hall, watches bomb again. She's actually, I worked at a camp with her one time. She says she's from upstate or lived upstate at one point. She's actually a big fan of our brother, Brett. Shout out, Brett, if you're watching, which we're probably not. But that's a heck of a play. My What's this award called? What are you calling it?
This one is the Big Stick Energy Award. It's the Big Stick Energy Play of the Week.
Okay, here's mine. So we had yours, and you mentioned the aforementioned Allie Kennedy. Shout out Lacrosse Extras Instagram. This is on there, and they've been good. Like we said, we're trying to bring some more media coverage to women's lacrosse, and then this account has already popped up. We really like. We'll post some on ours, but here's they call that putting them on skates. The kids do. I didn't see this though. I was just scrolling through highlights tonight, getting ready for this. And Davis, shout out Davis, shout for his 2-0. But here's the close up of it. I mean, she just, and we won't say who that is. I'm not even sure who it is, but you know that happens if you're gonna play defense. But this time, but I like this actually. The kid gets up. And then, of course, you know, as we all know, women's lacrosse is such a violent or physical game, I'll say. But bang, like she still got up, and not sure what happened on that 8 meter. Oh, this is early in the game. Talk about setting the tone, get her on the dodge. Fun stuff to watch. Again, Stony Brook ended up winning that game 15-3. But shout out. What's the account's name? Lacrosse Extras. I like what they're doing. So thanks, guys. All right, segment of the show we wanted to get into for show is D2, D3 shout-outs. These coaches, these kids, they work hard. They play a lot. And like we mentioned, unfortunately, Sylvia, your conference is not having a season this year. But some are, some aren't. We DM us some highlights if you have them. Again, we couldn't find any, but the D3 game I saw, it's a lot of Southern teams are playing. Mount Union beat Baldwin Wallace 12-9. Mackenzie Lewis and Sydney, the sports center guy now, Sydney Bumbarger, each had 5 goals. You know, and that in 5 is always a good experience. So give them a shout out on the show. D2, you got some scores from D2?
Yeah, with D2, Limestone, we had a score. They opened up and they beat North Greenville, and then they played Mars Hill in their second game and they won 20-4. So Limestone is 2-0. Saints. And then we had McKendree started with two. They are 2-0 with wins over Lee University. And they won 11-10, and then they won against Young Harris 17-8. Shout out, obviously, as well. I want to give a shout out Lee University, the team that lost by 1 to McKendree. They've only been a program since 2017. So they are a young program.
And you know where they're at? Where are they located?
They're in Tennessee.
Yeah, I saw that too. And obviously, we're giving McKendree a little shout out. Coach Melissa used to come to the Blue City Showcase when we were in Memphis and play with the Cambers. She played a Cuse for, again, our brother Brett. He's finding his way into the show a lot tonight. I think he was there when she was there. So, you know, we love tying all lax people in. Coach, you're gonna have to come on the show. I think that was it for me on D2, D3. You had a game coming up, Division 2, that you were excited about. You want to talk about that one?
Yeah, I'd love, now we can preview the games we're excited for coming up. I'm gonna go over the D2 and D3 games that I'm pretty excited about with Division 2 this Saturday. February 27th, I believe, is the date. We have Queens. They are ranked number 4. They're in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they are hosting UIndy. And UIndy's number 6. And UIndy's coming off of a dominant win against a number 22 Concordia St. Paul. And then Queens is also 1-0, and they just beat number 21 Mount Olive 12-9. So that's super exciting. I love a top 10 matchup. So I think that's exciting. Both teams are super talented. I was able to talk to the head coach at UIndy a lot during our virtual convention this year. So he said they have a lot of talent and a lot of athleticism. So that's going to be exciting to watch. And for Division 3, I'm super excited for Center versus Piedmont. Shout out, the Piedmont coach is awesome and she's very active on Twitter. So I'm excited, and she's gotten some big recruits the last couple of weeks that she's tweeted about. And then Otterbein is playing Capital. So I'm excited for those matchups. And I'm also just so excited for more and more teams to start playing.
It's great to be back. Center in Danville, Kentucky, and Piedmont, and somewhere Georgia, north of Atlanta.
Demarest, Georgia.
I scheduled a game there once. We canceled because ice storm, and then I played them in season opener in 2015. So like I said, bring attention to all that stuff. Good. Queens always gets a big shout out because we're the Queeners. I think mom has a Queens practice jersey, right?
She does. Yeah. She's had it for like 12 years. She wears it a lot.
It's not heavy in the rotation right now, but it probably should be. D1 games I'm pumped for. Denver Boulder. We open up this week. They've had a couple games already, but we open up this week Sunday. We're pumped to play. So Sunday we get to take a short road trip up there and start our season. So fired up for that. Duke, North Carolina is this week. Excited for that. And what was the game? Stony Brook?
Yep.
Stony Brook, Battle of the Zones. Stony Brook went to the Dome last year and won. I assume they're going back to the Dome. I didn't really look that up. Did you?
I think it's at the Dome, but I've Googled so many different games.
Stony Brook will play anyone.
I'm super excited for all of those as well. And then I am extra excited for Virginia and Virginia Tech and another Big Ten matchup, Hopkins and Northwestern. So there's just so much lacrosse going on. You know, as you've mentioned too, I don't have a season this year. We're doing everything virtually and making the most out of it. So I have extra time to dedicate to watch the lacrosse, and I still can't cover 10% of these games.
It was hard to pick the games for just this first little run of our WMSLAX world. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, check out the podcast, however you like to get your media. Try to keep it quick on these so we can get them just posted to IGTV. Coach is joining us next week. Send us highlights. You got stuff you want us to post, we'll post it, put it in the DMs. They're open. Sylvia's going to be managing those DMs.
All new accounts. We really wanted to create something and talk about the women's lacrosse world. I think it deserves attention. I think it is the most exciting sport right now in Division 1, Division 2, and Division 3. So I'll just say, I think there's so much talent and it's an amazing game if you take the time to learn and then master the creativity inside of it. So, you know, we're Women's Lacrosse World. We're WLacrosse World on Instagram, Twitter. We're Women's Lacrosse World Podcast, and we're Women's Lacrosse World on YouTube. DM us. Contact us. If you want to be a guest on the show, let us know. We might let you, we might not. I don't know. It depends on our mood.
Depends if, you know, we feel like it, right? If you can get with this. But really good point. I mean, different game. I had a lot of friends from men's, I'm saying. I've had a lot of men's friends text me recently because the games are on the ACC network. A lot of people have been seeing those. And they're texting me like, yo, this is really cool. They're like, I see why you're coaching this. I'm like, yeah, the skills are outstanding. It's a really, really fun version of the sport. I think it's my favorite to watch right now. So pumped to do this. I always end with ABC, always be cradling. Check out, we got camps coming up. Well, can we promote Queenerlax on here? We can just call them a sponsor of this show. So yeah, check out Queenerlax. Sylvie made the logos. I think they're sick. Who's that playing in the logo? Do you want to tell people?
It's me in the logo because I didn't want to have any copyright infringement issues.
Love it. All right. Well, Sylvia, I miss you. Great to see you. And I look forward to doing the show with you again next week.
Yes. Looking forward. Good luck with your season opener.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Love Lax. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in and supporting Women's Lax World. We appreciate you. And make sure to tune in next week for episode 2.